guys, and welcome back. This is Blackjack here with Entertain Us Season 2, Audition Episode 2, and it will be the last and final audition episode of Season 2. It's sad. I'm doing this one by myself. Number one, Tomi didn't log on, which I can't really blame her because I only told her, I don't even think I told her like within a 24-hour notice. And Tyler's still asleep. I don't really want to wake him up. But I do have some good news. The good news for the show is, since we only did get 10 auditions, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send everyone who auditioned through, meaning I'm going to give them a chance to compete in the main round. So even if you didn't make it from episode 1, or if I don't like technically send you through in this episode, based on what you submitted, you will still get the chance to compete in the main rounds where we will do eliminations. So far, I'll probably only be eliminating one person each week, based on, I think we have like 10 people, so. Yeah, that is cool, that's good news, so be happy. I'm still gonna critique you guys just so you kinda know what we're looking for, but yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, let's go to the first submission. But first one today is gonna be from Omi Pride 09. Go Omi.
This has been Amos Conti production.
It's a ghetto life for me.
It's your motherfucking bitch, Miss Contour, with a recuperation for Jenkins the third. But you can call me Miss Conti. Okay, bitches. So, I want to do this thing because I feel like it. Now, I want to do this because I feel it in my spirit that I need to. So, I'm going to go to YouTube and, like, search some random shit. And I'm just going to look at this video and see how it's like. And if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you why the fuck I don't like it. Okay? Okay. Where the fuck I'm going to go? Because Miss Cunty, she be tired because she just got done. I'm not going to say what she was doing because that's PG-13. PG-13, that's unrated or shit. Okay? I'm going to go to this link because my love muffins told me about this bitch. What? Sorry, bitches. Sorry. I had somebody look at me because they wanted to see if I had double D's or if I had double Z's, and I told them I had double Z minuses. So, I'm going to look at this video, and it's called Keisha Fabo or some shit, and I'm going to see what it's about because I heard that they told me that this bitch on her, they said she looked like me with my Kool-Aid hair, so I'm going to look anyway, okay? Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, bitches, let me tell you about this shit. This bitch, she's a fucking Sims character. You know the fuck the Sims is? Like that motherfucking game on the motherfucking computer and shit? It's like, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. Like, I never played it. They just told me about it when I was in jail. But, this bitch, she got on this highlighter green shirt and her hair blew like a Smurf. Like, she done fucked the Smurf and put it on her damn head. That's her, the semen. Oops. Oh, anywho. But, this bitch ran into this house talking to her girl, Del Treese, who the fuck she person, oh shit, she like cheated on her or some shit, I don't know. It's some weird ass shit. But it's funny because she got this bitch name, I don't know how the fuck to say this damn name. It's like, Ashawana Bufanta, Kupu Lufanda, Lokan, Banisha, Tisha, Tisha, Bufan, Choloniko, Andrea, or some shit like that. I'm gonna name my daughter that. Yeah, I think I should name my daughter that. I think I should. Anywho. This bitch. I'm going to keep looking at this bitch. But let me get up in this house, baby. Girl, y'all need to see this shit because they motherfucking makeup look like they went to a fucking clown circus and some trick-ass ghetto bitch and put on their makeup for $9.99. It looks a hot, tranny mess. Okay? Okay? No, I don't want to watch this motherfucking video no more because they making black people get a fucking badass name. They think we some ghetto people and shit. What the fuck? I might be ghetto and I might like my Kool-Aid hair and I might like my fried chicken and my chitlins and shit, but I ain't fucking ghetto, right? Right? Okay, I guess I am ghetto, but that don't mean no shit. Why the fuck does it smell like it's something burning in this damn house? Bitch is fucking lighting shit up in my damn house. Sorry, yeah. Okay. Just patting my damn leaf. You know, I thought I wanted to be black when I like, grew up. I wanted to be white, like Condoleezza Rice. No, she black. I wanted to be white, like Hillary Clinton, so I can mess with her husband because he's sexy. But I decided to be black. Should I be white? I think I should. Nah, I ain't gonna be white. Okay, let me tell y'all this. Blackjack, I know you there. You know you still owe me my $20,000, right? You know that you came up in my house and you gave me that good old, you know what you gave me. And I'm still waiting for my money. If you don't give me that damn money, I'm going to go to Korea and fuck your ass up. Okay? Okay. Well, bitches, I gotta go. I'm tired. I need my black ass beauty sleep so I can get some dick in the morning. Double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
Omi, I don't owe you anything. You told me that was private. Come on, man. Come on. We cool. Anyway, I really liked what you did at the end there, Omi. That was funny. I wish it would have been more of that. More of, like, talking, you know, directly to us. Or, you know, selling us out. I really liked the beginning with the music. What else I put? I liked Miss Cunty because it's just so funny, some of the things you say. But it was kind of long for me. Towards the middle, it kind of dragged it on. And it reminded me a lot of Copper Submission when he was reviewing that Rebecca Black thing. I just don't think the reviewing part would be good for an entertainment thing, unless it's like super good. But like when you were talking, you know, yeah, I really liked that part at the very end. So in the main rounds, I guess kind of go more towards that. But yeah, based on this, I might have said resubmit, but you are going to the next round, so don't feel bad. I'll see you in the future rounds. Next up is Conker 303 with a resubmission. Take it away, Conker.
I'm having trouble trying to think. I've got ideas, but running now. As time ticks by, and still I try. No time for crappy ideas. On my own, here we go. To make a good audition, I hope this resub is alright. My mind is blank, I'm feeling dumb. Screwed up and now I gotta redo. On my own, here we go. On overdrive, the judges are laughing in my face. One of them said, WTF. I totally agree with them. On my own, here we go. Resub is alright. My mind is blank, I'm feeling dumb. screwed up and now I gotta redo. On my own, here we go.
That was Conker 303 with his resubmission. I liked the music. I really liked the music, actually. But I don't know if I want to say that kind of worked against you, because I just felt that the music was more entertaining than your performance. I wish that, because like the way you're speaking, the energy was really like dead and not there. If you would have like, I've never heard the actual song, if this actually was a song, but if you would have, like, been screaming it, or, you know, going, like, all crazy out energy with it, that would have been really entertaining to me. But the music was good, and I liked it more than your first submission. So, yeah, those are my notes. I will see you in the next round, Conker. Thank you for resubmitting. Next up is Gil Dragon.
I just wasted 10 seconds of your life.
Wow, Gil. God, you cheater. You are a cheater, Gil Dragon. No, not really. This one made me smile the most so far tonight and laugh. I did say there was no, you know, rules. There's no rules on time, so I guess this does count. And Guild Dragon did submit this before he knew that I was taking everyone who submitted, so yeah, good job. See you next round, Gil. Next up is Copper with his resubmission.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created by the cosmic legends of the universe. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman. And the three junior super friends, Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog. They are the world's greatest super friends. In this episode, Super Bros Before Super Hoes, in which Batman is trying to get Superman's help to transfer some of the things in the Batcave to Batman's new apartment building. But Wonder Woman wants to have a little fun. Superman is stuck with a horrible dilemma. What should he do? Put Super Bros Before Super Hoes? Or Super Chicks Before Super Dicks? Suddenly, Lex Luthor bursts in with Kryptonite and beats Superman into a coma. With her boyfriend in a coma, Wonder Woman looks to Batman for comfort but finds none. She wallows in a depression until she finally reaches a decision. She grabs a lasso of truth and swings it around Batman, making him reveal his thoughts to her. Batman's true feelings are not what she expected. He secretly had a super secret super crush on her. They start dating while Superman is still in a super coma. Batman feels bad about it, but hey, at least he's getting some. Then Superman emerges from the super coma to find himself super single and super betrayed. He beats Batman to a super pulp and flies away. The moral of the story? Always put super bros before super hoes. I think. Morals are super stupid anyway. I know what you're thinking. What happened to Aquaman? Well, kids, Aquaman's what we would call not important. Because his only power is talking to fish, and that's a pretty crappy power for a Justice League. So, I left him out, because nobody likes him anyway. So, yeah. Good night.
Copper, I really liked your super performance. I can't even do that. Oh, man. This was good. I really like this, Copper. This was entertaining to listen to. I like the story. I wish you would have done sound effects, just like minor things, like maybe the Justice League, you know, sound effect, like duh. I don't know how it goes, but you know, the one where it says the shield, or Justice, like something like that. Sound effects would have made it epic for me. I really liked your announcer voice. It was super cool and super rad. And yeah, I probably would have said yes to this based on what we've got so far. So yeah, I will see you next round. Good luck. And the last submission tonight is from Miss Voice of an Angel and Sergeant Trooper.
Hi, welcome to Caught in the Act, where we call up your spouse, send them fake flowers, and see if they're cheating on you. Today we have Mimi. So here's the deal, guys. She thinks that her boyfriend is cheating on her. Tell us more about this, Mimi.
Well, I just don't trust him. I mean, he's been going to nightclubs a lot. And think how many girls are there, okay? What if your boyfriend was at nightclubs? All right, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you trust your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Exactly. So the reason why you don't have a boyfriend, I take it, because you don't trust men.
This isn't about me. This is about you.
Do
you
want us to call? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to get some supportive help, okay? The main reason is this is about me, not you, okay? So don't change the subject next time. I don't trust my boyfriend, that's the bottom line. Call him up right now. I'm getting sick of this. I just want to find this out and get this dramatic thing over with.
Okay. And what's your boyfriend's name?
Terrence.
Terrence. Okay. Give us one sec and we'll call him.
Hello.
Hi, this is 1-800-FLOWERS. And we're here to offer you...
What does that spell?
It spells flowers.
Are you sure? Because that's a lot of letters.
I'm positive. Anyway,
you don't seem smart enough to know.
Are you laughing at me?
Maybe.
Look.
Women.
We're offering free flowers. And you can send them to whoever you want. It could be a girlfriend, a mother.
I think I want to send it to my pet monkey.
What?
Mimi, was that you?
No, that just sounded like your pet monkey. What do you want to say on the flowers?
I love your zoo. And you left the fridge open last night. I don't really appreciate it, okay? And another thing, next time you come to play Three Bananas in a Barrel, you can't leave the bananas everywhere and eat them in the middle of the game. I slipped on one last night, man. It hurt.
Is she seriously dating this guy?
You better believe it.
Okay, well, Mimi, it looks like he's not cheating on you. Yeah, by the way, hi, you're on Caught in the Act, and apparently you are...
I want to be a superstar! Look at me, I can act like a fish! Blub, 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 blub. I'm out of water!
Okay, yeah, we're just gonna end this segment. You guys get nothing. The end. Bye.
Wait a minute. Are you a hippopotamus, too?
What? This is cute. This is cute. First off, let me say, I thought Sergeant Trooper was gonna be a guy. I think I'm saying that name right. Sergeant Trooper, but Sergeant Trooper turned out to be a little girl with an awesome squeaky voice. I really liked that. Although the acting was very flat and reedy. This isn't an acting show, so that doesn't matter. All that matters is if I was entertained or not. I was entertained by this. I liked the script. I liked the phone sound effect. I think this was probably the only submission that actually had a sound effect that I could remember off the top of my head. Some of the lines were really dumb, though, like the flowers part. But, like, the fish out of water part really made me laugh at the end. Good job. But in the rounds, you guys are going to be separate, meaning I'll need one submission from each of you. There will be partnered rounds, and in the rounds, you guys are going to be separate, and you'll be eliminated separately. So, sorry if you were thinking that you could do the whole thing together. That was my mistake for not being more specific. Anyway, that's the end of the auditions for Entertain Us Season 2. Once again, the people who are going through, everyone who submitted will be going through. But just to repeat, that's Bright Disaster, Jurox, Dylan Collins, Zane, Omi Pride, Conqueror, Gil Dragon, Copper, Miss Voice of an Angel, and Sergeant Trooper. Next round, I will send emails. I'll write emails up right now. Next round is due Sunday at 8 p.m. And I need you to respond to my email telling me whether you want to act or sing. Yeah, based on what you tell me, we'll decide how next round works. So the sooner I get a reply, the sooner you can start working on it, the sooner we can get this show on the road. All right, so yeah, see you guys next Sunday.